I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. The Grizzly Creek fire has now burned over 27,000 acres and is 4% contained. As of this morning, there have been no new evacuation orders announced, and more than 600 people are battling the fire. There have been concerns about areas burning to the south of I-70, but Glenwood Springs Fire Chief Gary Tillotson says areas including Missouri Heights and the Colorado Mountain College campus at Spring Valley are, quote, still pretty far removed from the fire. Crews have also focused on building containment lines to keep the blaze from spreading south and west to Glenwood Springs. State officials and fire managers are continually monitoring I-70 in the hopes of reopening the road soon, but they're warning that it's a process that includes several steps and a final okay from the Colorado Department of Transportation. Lisa Steffler is the deputy supervisor of the White River National Forest.
There's still a lot of firefighter traffic on there. There's still a lot of rolling rocks. There's active fire in the canyon, and we need to make sure that we have a safe environment for people of all kinds, firefighters and the public.
Steffler says CDOT officials will be in a helicopter with fire managers over the next few days. They'll get a view of the area to see if there's been significant damage to the road, bridges, and signs along the interstate. The National Weather Service in Grand Junction has issued a fire weather watch for dry thunderstorms. The watch is in effect from this afternoon through tonight for fire weather zone 205, which includes Eagle and Pitkin counties. Meteorologists expect dry lightning and localized gusty winds that may cause new fires to start and rapid spread of fires already burning. Fire officials have said they are prepared if a new blaze sparks. Colorado voters will decide whether to lower the state income tax rate in November. The Secretary of State's office says supporters of the effort collected enough signatures to get it on the ballot. If it passes, a person making $50,000 a year would pay about $40 less in taxes this fiscal year. The savings would be greater in future years. But the state estimates it would lose more than $100 million in revenue next year because of the lower tax rate. Democratic state lawmakers rejected a similar tax cut proposed by their Republican colleagues earlier this year. Equity needs to be a bigger part of the Colorado's response to climate change. That's the message in a letter to Governor Jared Polis from more than 100 elected officials and climate advocates. The group wants marginalized communities to be a bigger part of efforts to reduce emissions. Ian Thomas Tafoya is with Green Latinos, an environmental justice group.
We want to make sure that equity is baked into every decision that they're making, and we believe that's the only way to get to climate justice.
Air regulators are gathering this week to hear ways to meet Colorado's climate action plan. The law requires a 50% emissions reduction by 2030, compared to 2005 levels. This is Aspen Public Radio News.